For years, Honolulu officials have tied developing housing, including affordable rentals, to the rail route. With continued escalating costs, there's now the question of whether rail will be completed as originally envisioned, and if that happens, what will that mean for much-needed housing development? Harrison Rue is the Community Building and Transit-Oriented Development Administrator for the City and County of Honolulu. He's in our studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth.
And thanks for coming in. We've been talking for a long time about what do you do to increase housing around an area where people can live, work, and play. We've talked about that for 10, 12 years. And now that's been very much tied to transit-oriented development. As that begins to move and change, what happens to housing as you see it from a development plan where we just don't have lots of land that we can expand into to create some of the communities that have been fully planned in other states?
Well, I think the principles that we're working under in transit-oriented development are really pretty time-tested. We know what great neighborhoods look like here on Oahu. Top of the Hill in Kaimuki, Wailea, was originally a trolley car suburb. So we know what that mix needs to be to make a great place where people walk and connect. But we've also seen what happens over time when a place like that becomes, the rail that was taken away, the original trolley car, and then it became auto-oriented, and then they widened the road and it becomes unwalkable. And you're starting to see places like that restored a little bit. But I think it's really important to make the transit system work as a piece of the overall system. It's not just transit or rail or bus. It's car share, bike share, parking management, and rail access, making the streets and crossing safer for people.
We've had such difficulty in creating, for example, bike paths, just bike paths alone. When you talk about restoring neighborhoods, including places like Wailea and others, where you can still see that there are trolley car route that used to be there or down the Kalani Aniole Highway, same thing. There seems to be this idea that, well, maybe we've made some real mistakes in the past, and how is it that we can prevent those from recurring in the future as we're sort of cycling back to creating neighborhoods that really do act as neighborhoods?
Sure. I think it's all part of one system. My day job is focusing on transit-oriented development and looking at the enhancing the neighborhoods around each of the planned rail stops. So we've gone out with city staff and neighborhood folks and looked at all the neighborhoods and ways to better connect existing neighborhoods as well as new development to the rail. But it's not just about what rail will give you is a quick way, reliable way, even in great traffic jams to get longer distance. But you still need to have the within a half a mile or a mile of the station really needs to be made much more walkable. And that's one of the things that development can help us do as it occurs over time. Part of the city's proposed new zoning codes would require developers to make enhancements in existing sidewalks, intersections, safer pedestrian crossings, bike lanes, things like that as the development occurs.
When you walk through or drive through Honolulu proper, it's pretty evident that there wasn't a lot of planning that was happening that was long-term. A lot of it looks very piecemeal. You can sort of see where different pieces were attached at different times. Looking at the more industrial side, where Ivalay is now, and some of the conversation of, well, will there be housing development there? What kind of housing will there be? How dependent on rail is that? And do we need to be looking at these things as separate questions?
Let's look at that as two parts of the question. First, your premise that there wasn't planning. There was planning. It was just auto-oriented like all the other 49 states. So, people assumed that we would continue growing outward and we'd need to keep widening the roads for people to commute from the suburbs into town. And that was the plan, 30, 40 years ago. So we followed the plan, but the new plans really need to change and say the
old plan wasn't
inner
a good
city
plan.
And, the places that we've already built, we need to restore them. So within that context, the Ivalay Kapalama area is a place that could see significant change because there's large landowners, both private and public sector. I don't really think that really happens unless the people who live there have access to all the rest of the jobs. There's jobs in town, jobs at Pearl Harbor. We have, I think, 40% of the city's jobs are within walking distance of a planned rail station. That's unheard of. It's second only to New York City. So that's one reason we know this will work and really improve people's lives, because they have access to jobs throughout the corridor.
Are you at all concerned that if the plan for rail changes, that we're going to have to tweak how we look at housing?
Sure. The decision about rail and route and things like that is way above my pay grade. But as a planner focusing on enhancing the neighborhoods around the rail stations, I just worry that whatever decision is made takes too long. We're back to square one, and we have an affordable housing crisis right now. A lot of our plans to increase affordable housing supply focus on TOD. I think FACE, Reverend Bob Nicotta and his group FACE, have been strong supporters of rail solely because of its strong potential to really increase affordable housing supply that's well located. There's a new approach sponsored by HUD and Center for Neighborhood Technology to look at combined housing and transportation costs. And we're used to thinking, people can pay 30% or a third of their income on housing. And, that when you apply for a mortgage, you're used to that formula. When you look at the combined housing and transportation costs here in Oahu, the average is 52%, in terms of what people pay, combined housing and transportation. A third, over a third, 35%, 343,000 people here spend 54 to 66% of their income on housing and transportation. 127,000 people here pay 66 to 78% of their income on housing and transportation. So if we can provide affordable housing in an area that they can ride rail, ride bus, walk to work, that kind of thing, they don't have to have a car, they can afford that third bedroom in the unit. There's a real $50,000 for average structured parking. That's the cost of a third bedroom.
Which is to say, though, given the case that you just built for it, means that there's all the more concern if there isn't the transit part of that composition. So in putting these neighborhoods back together, because in some cases it feels like, we have to jump to the past to bring it forward again and understand that neighborhoods need to function as neighborhoods. Are there things that you see that just absolutely have to be there in addition to the transportation? I mean, I'm talking about mixed use and understanding that it's okay to, have people living above, as once they were, living above stores?
Sure. We don't need to make any of this stuff up. This is not a planner's dream. It's just observations of places that really work. So places within walking distance to shop and to worship and to connect and to learn. There's a reason why our tagline is not live, work, play. It's live, work, connect, because the way that we build can connect people with each other in terms of social gathering places, shopping, working, and it can connect you. If you have a long-distance spine that is not stuck in traffic, it connected you with your families, out in Pearl Ridge or Waipahu or Kapolei. I'm struck by the miracle we had with Zipmageddon. You remember that?
Mm.
The entire city was shut down because we just lost two lanes for a few hours.
Remember that one vividly.
Yeah.
So is there anything that particularly concerns you or worries you as we're having this conversation where we are right now, looking at where rail is right now, and obviously the need that we've talked about for such a long time for affordable housing?
I just think we need to make a decision, follow it, stick with the game plan, and then get to really building housing for people who need it.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for coming in. Harrison Rue is the Community Building and Transit-Oriented Development Administrator for the City and County of Honolulu.